today I'm headed to therapy. I was hoping the therapist could come to me, but Dr. Now said I have to go there. But at least he agreed to give me medical transport so I can without killing myself. But I'm only going because Dr. Now made it a requirement. Because I've already had therapy in the past, and I've talked about everything I need and let it all go. I have no big pain or problems when it comes to that stuff or my past. So I know I don't have any issues that are driving me to eat or anything like that. So this is a bit of a waste of time. But Dr. Now has made it a requirement of his program, so I'm doing it.
Joyce?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lola.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Okay, I'm so glad you could join me today.
Me too.
Okay. So now tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Most of my life, I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
I've been raised by just my mom.
Tell me about your relationship with your mother.
She was yelled at a lot. So she'll yell at me. She would, you know, say hateful things.
Okay.
And a lot of it's attached with anger.
And how do you meet that anger? What do you meet it with?
I have to build above her.
Okay.
To get her to stop.
Wow. And so you meet that anger with amplified rage.
Because you can't get it to stop without doing that.
Well, let me say this, Joyce, regarding your relationship with your mom. If she or anyone else should become negative and counterproductive to your journey, then you would have to reevaluate their role in your life. Now, Joyce, in your lifetime, have you ever been sexually assaulted or molested?
I have.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. And at what point, if ever, did you disclose to anyone?
I didn't for years because I didn't remember it all. And then I started getting really intense dreams of stuff that happened.
And so as those cognitions started to become more conscious for you, what was your first thought?
I didn't want to upset my mom. And then when I got to an age where I felt comfortable, I told her.
What was that like for you, disclosing to your mom?
It was in one of our major, major explosive arguments. And it didn't happen well.
So is there a part of you that feels she allowed it to happen?
No, she allowed me to be ignored. That's what I feel.
Okay.
That's what I don't, what happened with him is not her fault.
Right.
At all. I don't blame her. But I do blame her for ignoring me.
Okay. And so with that being said, what I would really like to see happen is that I'd like to have yourself and your mom come back and see me for a family session.
Okay.
So that we can just talk about ways to support one another and ways to continue healing this relationship. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So that's your only homework for now, is
okay.
To persuade mom to come on in for family session.
Sounds good.
I appreciate your talking with me today,
Joyce. Thank you
Joyce.
For talking with me.
Okay, no problem. And I look forward to seeing you and mom back here, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll let Dawn know you're done.
That didn't go like I thought it would, because I think it actually did help some. I wasn't expecting that, but I guess there are some issues I need to work on, especially with my mom.
Hi. Is it okay? We gotta wait on transportation.
Okay.
I love my mom, but she has done things that have really hurt me. So no matter how scary or hard it is, I have to talk to my mom about that. And hopefully she's willing to come here and do this with me. Because if she doesn't, I see now that I won't be able to make all the changes I need in my life.